Track 20.
The Yankee whaleboat has been described as the most perfect watercraft ever created. The boat that you see in front of you was used on the last whaling voyage out of New Bedford in 1925 and is the ultimate evolution of a highly specialized craft with a lineage dating back at least 300 years. Similar craft were used by the Basques as early as the 15th century and later by Dutch and British whalers in the high Arctic. American whaleboats, designed for use in the open ocean sperm whale fishery, were 30 feet long, 6 feet wide, double-ended, lightly planked with cedar and tied together with white oak frames. With a crew of 6 men, these boats were fast, maneuverable, and due to their construction, easily repaired after their frequent combats with whales resulted in damage. Other equipment included 2 line tubs, filled with a total of 1,800 feet of 3/4-inch manila rope to which 2 harpoons were tied. This rope passed around a loggerhead in the stern of the whaleboat, which served as a brake as the line passed out of the tubs after the harpoons had been fastened to the animal. Other equipment included 2 lances for killing the whale, perhaps a shoulder gun with a box of bomb lances or a darting gun, a great number of other pieces of specialized equipment like a mast and sail, oars, paddles, knives, bailers, a water cask, a drag, a grapnel, and a cutting spade all had their place in the hunt. This boat was made in New Bedford, possibly by a Portuguese boat builder in the early 20th century. In its final days, it was the larboard boat on the schooner John R. Manta. The museum acquired it in 1929 with a full complement of gear. Many thousands of these boats were built for the American whale fishery, and the design was adopted for use by whalemen in the Azores and the Caribbean Grenadines, as well as by Chilean fishermen.